Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. A controversial science advisor to President Trump has resigned. Dr. Scott Atlas confirmed in a tweet this evening that he's leaving the White House near the end of his temporary government assignment. Atlas had resisted face masks and other efforts to contain the coronavirus pandemic, breaking with top government experts and the scientific community. Meanwhile, hospitalizations for COVID-19 have jumped to more than 93,000 in the U.S., and the nation's top public health experts say with the country now averaging about 160,000 new cases every day, that number is only set to grow, Will Stone reports.
Hospitalizations are up more than 20,000 from just 2 weeks ago. The number of patients is growing the fastest in southern states. Texas now has over 8,000 hospitalized. And health officials across the U.S. in New York, Rhode Island, Ohio, and Washington are warning about hospital capacity. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the number of patients has about doubled since mid-November.
If these trends continue, we're going to have to take much more dramatic, arguably drastic action.
That could include a stay-at-home order. In the Midwest, where hospitals have been in crisis for weeks, there are signs that the number of new patients may be starting to level off. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
The drug maker Moderna says it has applied to the FDA for emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. Here's NPR's Richard Harris on new study results on the company's shot.
The previous hopeful announcement was based on data from about 100 volunteers who got sick with COVID-19 out of some 30,000 who volunteered to get either the vaccine or a placebo. And now another 100 or so people have gotten sick. And the vast majority of those people are in the placebo shot group, not the real shot group, which means really that real shot's working well. Moderna President Dr. Stephen Hoge says that's exactly what they've been hoping for.
The FDA says an advisory committee is to meet December 17th to discuss Moderna's request. A shot developed by Pfizer is also being considered, and British regulators evaluating the Pfizer shot and another from AstraZeneca. The chairman of the Federal Communications Commission confirms that he will step down in January. NPR's David Folkenflik reports on Ajit Pai's resignation.
Ajit Pai relied on a light touch in his speeches and in dealing with colleagues at the FCC. Pai also advocated a light touch as the nation's chief telecom regulator under President Trump, offering few objections to huge mergers such as T-Mobile and Sprint and Disney's acquisition of Fox's entertainment properties. Pai also pushed to erase so-called net neutrality rules, and he promoted the expansion of Sinclair Broadcast Group, a local TV behemoth closely aligned with the president, right until Pai concluded Sinclair officials had lied to him. He then blocked a big takeover deal and fined the company a record amount. That said, consumer advocates have praised Pi for making spectrum bands more available for wireless use. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
This is NPR. Two key swing states, Wisconsin and Arizona, certified their vote tallies today in favor of Joe Biden. But President Trump's legal team is still disputing the election results, and President Trump has promised to file a lawsuit in Wisconsin. The challenges, however, brought by his campaign or his supporters have largely been unsuccessful. More than 4,000 square miles of the Amazon rainforest were burned or cut down within the past year. That's the highest level of deforestation in 12 years. And environmentalists are blaming Brazil's government. NPR's Dan Charles reports.
These are Brazil's official figures on deforestation from the country's National Institute of Space Research. The institute says the amount of deforestation increased almost 10% over last year, which in turn was a big increase over the year before. Most of this land clearing is illegal, but environmental groups say Brazil's current government is no longer vigorously investigating and prosecuting environmental crimes. They say the government instead has sided with ranchers, miners, and loggers. Some scientists have warned that continued destruction of the tropical forest could permanently damage it, reducing rainfall across much of South America. Dan Charles, NPR News.
China is preparing to attempt to land a robotic probe on the surface of the moon. An exact timeline has not been made public, but touchdown is expected sometime Tuesday morning Eastern Time. The probe is to drill for rock samples and return them to Earth. If successful, China would join the U.S. and Russia in retrieving such samples from the moon. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.